It's what is needed. Almost $40 million will be invested in community-based eating disorder services, including a share of $12 million to expand operations on the Sunshine Coast. Eating Disorders Queensland CEO Belinda Cheel says people as young as 10 are presiding to their services.
At the peak of COVID, when we were all in lockdown and we were doing all our services via telehealth, we had a 77% increase in people presenting. So that's quite a significant amount.
If this story's raised concerns for you, help is available by calling the Butterfly National Helpline. Two Pacific black ducks are receiving specialist care at the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital after being shot with metal arrows. Dr. Ludo Valenza says the pair suffered life-threatening injuries in the intentional attack.
The two ducks, who we have lovingly called Sunshine and Warrior, were found up near Boreen Point, which is north of Noosa. And the arrows that were used to shoot these ducks were actually homemade, which is absolutely devastating.
To report a crime against wildlife, you can call Crime Stoppers, who are working with the RSPCA. More protection for the Sunshine Coast koala populations, with the Peak Environmental Group for Southeast Queensland partnering with local government to mitigate koala threats. It's as the state government has set aside $4 million for healthy land and water. CEO Andrew O'Neill tells us what they're going to do with that money.
So we'll be conducting actions like fire breaks, fire trails, ground level and canopy weed vines that threaten the habitat.
And if you're heading out on Sunday, keep in mind there are major road closures in the morning for the Ironman 70.3 Sunshine Coast. More than 1,800 people are visiting the region for the event.